mic there?
Yes.
All right.
So yeah, mic and talking.
Okay. Well, we've got about 5 minutes before we can start, okay?
Yeah, no problem. I'm trying to get into the documents that you sent me yesterday that I were here, but now they're not.
Do you want me to resend them, or do you need them? Does Mike have access?
Nope, I got them.
Okay.
The cheat sheet. And I guess Helby is going to run the meeting from here.
Okay,
so.
That sounds good. I'll try to help facilitate then so he can have eyeballs on this end.
So, Karen, do you have a moment to just tell me a procedural question?
Sure.
So if what we're going to talk about, I mean, after we get through the minutes and then if what we're going to talk about is the fees, is it better to just start out and ask for a motion to accept the fee schedule as proposed in the resolution, and then have a second and then discussion about what everybody feels about that, and then if there's people, then call for a vote and do it that way?
Yeah, so in order to talk about it at a business meeting, there needs to be a motion on the table, and then, yeah, just like you're describing, then there would be debate going back and forth. Each member, needs to obtain the floor. They can't speak more than once before everybody has a chance to speak. And then if, you guys can discuss what, ideas you have. And then if you have an amendment to whatever, you're working off of, which I assumed was the previous draft.
Resolution, right.
Then you would move to make an amendment, and then we'd vote on the amendment, and then we'd go back to the main motion as amended and vote on that.
Okay.
We can just fumble through. That's fine.
Okay.
And my minutes are only action minutes, so, you don't have to worry. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Action. All right.
Action.
Great.
Okay.
Does an amendment need to be seconded?
Amendment needs to be seconded, yes. But if the committee just keeps talking about it, it's assumed that it's seconded it as well. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then...
yeah, that's good. Just look at that.
Right. And then the other thing that she sent was, but I don't know how to put them both up.
Confuse me.
Oh, okay. Because we'll want to talk about the resolution. But I don't know how to put that.
Karen, where do you find that the user fee list, the most current one?
The most current one?
In resolutions or somewhere else?
Oh, the one that we passed a while back?
Yeah, the one that
works. It's on our website. It's also attached to the resolutions. Resolution folder. And in my electronic files. And then this is the copy. That's not it.
So this is the main thing that has to be talked about.
And that's what's on the agenda.
I do.
Maya. Information.
Yeah. That was
1 million. Also.
No, that's still 300.
Okay. Yeah, so the...
I gotta get those loaner. I saw some loaner glasses.
Oh, yeah.
There's some right here.
There's, there's one.
That one's broken, though.
Oh,
that
great.
The nose piece that's broken on it. It's not very comfortable.
Should have known better.
I remember those things.
So they're trying to put a price on it, but not knowing what.
There's no basis.
I think you should still where it is this year, and then they should.
So, that's the reason. That's
the red letters are just suggestions.
That's kind of, what they had talked about at the work session a few times back, and then this was what was voted down at the last business meeting.
The tie vote?
The tie vote. So the 75 and 500 was discussed, and then just some wording changes in the red there. And I think that's it. And that commercial part was for Title 8 for the...
We should have started talking about the... instead of having it all be like...
Yes. I think this should change the other way. At least on this part of the game, as far as what's going on. I think the CDI.
Mike? Yes,
let's call this meeting to order.
Okay, so you want me to do roll call then?
Oh, yeah, sorry, roll call.
Okay. Colleen Stansbury.
Here.
Justin Marchbanks.
Yes.
Don Bryant.
Yes.
Joe Vanderzanden.
Yes.
Who are we missing? Oh, Mike Halbert.
Yes. Here.
Okay. There are 5 members present and a quorum exists.
Okay, so our first agenda here is to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Somebody, go ahead.
Want to make a motion?
I was assuming I was supposed to, or somebody else was.
No, I move that we approve the minutes as written from the last meeting.
Second. Perfect.
A second. And then all in favor?
All in favor?
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
So that was 3 in favor and 2 opposed?
Oh, everybody's
all in favor.
Oh, okay. Okay, so then you can pass that by unanimous consent.
So our next thing is to deal with the fee, the registration, vessel registration fee.
Okay.
And so we're just pulling up a copy of it right now. So we have it right here.
Well, that's the registration form, but what we want is the resolution. Yep, we have it.
Because okay, there we go.
We have it because Karen emailed it to us all. She keeps us there. So then, ask her if there is a motion to accept.
Okay. So is there a motion to accept the resolution CY20XX?
What if we want to change it?
Right. So to get this on the table, this is a recommendation from the committee to the council. So the motion would have to be, you know, something like you want to present this recommendation to the council, and then it would go get seconded. Now you can talk about it, and whatever changes you want to make would be amendments to that main motion.
Okay.
So the council, the motion should be something to the effect of recommendations to present to the council.
Okay, so a motion will be for recommendations to present this resolution to the council.
Correct.
So we're making that motion?
Yeah, and then somebody has to second it, and now we can discuss
okay.
it, if
so,
I read that correctly.
Okay, so Karen Halby made that motion, and I'll second it. Open it for discussion.
Now we can open it for discussion.
So if there
correct?
Was public, if there was public here, you'd offer the public an opportunity to comment, but there's none. So now you can open it up to council, or I mean a committee comment.
Okay,
well, let's open it up for discussion then.
Well, I had a couple comments about that. I thought it was kind of a big leap. I never really was in favor of jumping the private to $75, although some people, that wouldn't be much. For others, it would. But maybe it's a compromise because we're not taking the breakwater float both directions this year. It's only going one direction, that maybe we could consider $400 for commercial and $60 for private. And then by this winter, we'll know more what kind of a hassle that breakwater float's going to be, what kind of costs it will include, and we consider another resolution then next year.
So this is Colleen, and that's exactly what I was going to recommend, though. I, for several reasons. One, I am comfortable with some form of increase, but we have not really been provided with numbers about, we don't know how much it's going to cost to move this float. I am in favor of some increase because I intend to suggest and pursue asking the harbor master to be down at the float between 3 and 5, and the city administrator said that would increase his hours, but we don't really know what. I have not seen a job description yet. So I agree. I think the jump is pretty high, and I think it's really not, has not been, at least in my mind, hasn't been well documented about what kinds of increased expenses we're looking at. And if we increased it to 460, I believe that would take care of the immediate increases, at least an attempt to take care of those immediate increases. And then by next fall, next winter, we should know a little more accurately about what kind of expenses we're looking at for float removing and extra harbor master hours.
Mike, this is Karen.
Yes.
I was just wondering if I could help answer some of Colleen's comments. Stevie just gave me this coming fiscal year, or did you want to go ahead and speak to that, Phoebe?
It doesn't matter. I was going to ask questions.
Okay. This coming fiscal year, we're going to need to budget for 2 moves. We have an estimation of $4,000 per move, and labor on top of that. So Phoebe right now is budgeting $10,000 for this coming fiscal year, which starts in July. That helps answer some of the unknowns.
This is Colleen again. So what, but what we, yes, I know that that's an estimate, and I really don't have any idea of how, where that estimate is or how accurate it is, but we know that the state is going to move that float in the spring. So the city's really only going to be responsible for one move of that float, which would be $5,000 in this next fiscal year.
Spring, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Colleen. The spring is this current fiscal year.
Yeah, I was mistaken, Colleen. It'll be a move in the fall and a move next spring, and it'll all come under one fiscal year.
I get it. That makes sense.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense.
Because of the July.
Right.
The other question I had was, and I don't know when to bring it up or where, but Ben's additional hours, I know he went from 800 to a little over 1,000. I haven't had a chance to talk to him. I don't even know if he was in favor of that, and I don't know what he's going to do 24 hours a week from late September to after Christmas. Doesn't have anything to do with the summer stuff, but I'd like to ask somebody about it.
Again, this is Colleen, and I did ask Tom Williams about it, and I believe that that is maintenance and help moving those floats in September and October, I think, part of October.
So at this time, I think we need to give Justin and Don an opportunity to comment.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a couple things to say. We're somewhat blind here because a whole lot of stuff we don't know. I don't have any idea how much it costs to maintain the launch ramp. We do have some numbers on this new float, what it might cost to move, but there's a whole lot of other numbers we don't have. But based on what we do know, the fee schedule as it was last year, there were 120 non-commercial strawberries and 20 commercial strawberries. 120 non-commercial strawberries at $50 a piece came to $6,000. The 20 commercial strawberries at $300 a piece also came to $6,000. So that the non-commercial and the commercial users are paying the same for the maintenance or cost or whatever or this marine facilities operation. It seems to me the dock is the big cost. And if you go to the dock, that's 90-something percent commercial users and almost no private users, because the way the rules are now set up, you can't use them. I mean, who needs to load a passenger if you're not commercial? So I think the non-commercial rate at 50 is high. I would not raise that. What we just discussed, the 400 and for commercial and the 60 for non-commercial, that would come to at 20 and 120 users. We can assume that might stay the same. It's the commercial users would be paying $8,000, and the non-commercial users would be paying $7,200. Very close to equal, but the use is not equal. And that's my problem. I'm for keeping the non-commercial strawberry at 50, which I think is already high, because most of those people don't use anything more than the boat harbor at the river and the ramp. And half of them hardly use that. So that's what I have to say.
Well, I guess the only, I don't have a whole lot to say other than I've spoken, I guess, with three of the charter boat operators. In fact, I think one of them came to our last meeting. They were, I guess, kind of indifferent about the increase in that they, I guess, obviously nobody wants to pay more, but they weren't going to melt down over it. But they were all in agreement that they would kind of like, I guess they don't know, they don't fully understand what they're getting for their money. I guess maybe we just haven't done a good job of explaining what things cost. I'm not sure. I'm going to have a hard time just raising a fee on the commercial user. You know, we've got landing craft fee, we've got a barge fee. I'm going to have a hard time just raising the fee on the commercial user down there at the dock. They are a pretty good tax collector for the city. And I know, and they're, you know, they understand, the ones I've talked to, they understand that they, you know, are making money from the facility, and so that they should, they're more than happy to pay more. But I guess there needs to be some sort of compromise with the other users also. You know, I'm kind of looking, I'm trying to look through my notes a little bit, and the fish box tax looks like it generates about $12,500 a year for the city. Whenever we asked initially about the commercial users, the commercial strawberries, that number was somewhere around $11,000 that we had gotten from Tom and Phoebe. And then I think we did some math. I think Don's got the numbers, just what he said on the 120 private people. And then we did some math on, you know, what the increase would yield for the city. And it, you know, while every little bit helpful, I guess, throwing another couple of hundred bucks on the commercial guys, commercial charter vessels, which I guess is what this really is, didn't make a lot of difference. I mean, it was another $3,000 or something. I believe the number turned into like 23 users by the time we got the whale watchers and all that stuff, everybody gathered up. And then we had One other number I had asked for. We got there was a couple of thousand from the landing craft, so that there's that money too. And so I would like that we could make some sort of recommendation to the council, I guess, but I would like to discuss, you know, I guess in broader terms, an increase. If we're going to have an increase, that we're all going to have a little suffering. So that's my comment. Thank you.
All right, Mike, I think you're the haven't commented yet.
Last one standing. So, so my concern on this is that we're trying to increase two fees, and as far as the direct expense of moving the floats being considered a large part of this, and at this point, I don't I we got an estimate of basically $10,000, but do we actually have a bid of what this is going to cost? Has it gone out to bid, et cetera? And then we also have dealing with a potential increase in the Harbor Master at this point in time, obviously, and being there for the latter part of the day down at the dock when most of the activity coming and going is happening. And I guess we don't really, I don't have anything in front of me saying what that increase is. And unfortunately, we don't really have much on what Ben's actual duties are now versus what they're going to be if we increase the scope of when he's going to be down there. So on those two things, we're kind of dealing with a guess. And I've gotten the report from Phoebe showing what the maintenance and stuff has been so far for the dock and for the float and the harbor and the boat launch facility. And I got a question, I guess, for Phoebe or Karen. Is this part of that maintenance fee? Is that including maintaining the toilet facilities both at the dock and at the by the fire hall there?
Can you repeat that? I'm having a hard time understanding you. So,
oh, I need to be closer, I guess. I was wondering if are part of the maintenance fees that are shown in the last report I got from Phoebe for the basically docks and harbors, is part of that the maintenance of the bathroom facilities at down at the dock and at the fire by the fire hall there?
Maintenance fees on the budget? Mm-hmm. No, that's all just out of payroll. This is Phoebe. The maintenance fees for the bathrooms are just out of Ben's time. Maintenance cost and budget.
Okay. Whereas the maintenance fees for the dock and stuff, that's for physical repairs, the paying for materials, et cetera.
Yeah, you're looking at the budget?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the maintenance and repairs, that's all basically the floats.
Okay. I wasn't clear on that, so thank you. So, and then, I think the other thing that hasn't been included in this, and Stevie gave me a general budget, but a breakdown of the actual money being brought in as tax revenue by the city from the commercial vessels, which is turning around and going back into pay for most all of this stuff on top of the fees that come in for the strawberries for both commercial and recreational, and then as well as, you know, the other sources coming in general revenue. We don't really have a clear idea of how much tax revenue is being generated at the dock from the various users. And I kind of feel like there's not an appreciation for that. Based on that, I'm inclined to keep the fees as they are for both private and for commercial until we have better numbers as far as what it's going to cost bid-wise to move the floats and what's going to happen with Ben's payroll. That's my thoughts on it. Any other discussion?
That sounds reasonable to me if the city could afford it, because there's so much we don't know, and if we had time, the storage fees, there's other incidental fees that need to be looked at. So, keeping them the way they are until we've researched it more, if the city could afford it, is a great idea. My opinion.
I
had something I hope to get clarified, I guess, from this committee. Is there an actual launch fee, you know, a
single-use
launch fee?
Yeah.
It's not very clear on the fee schedule. It just says transient vessels, either in the river or at the float system. I don't remember if there's even a drop box down at the boat launch.
There is. Isn't there a big sign there? Isn't there? I never use it, so I don't know.
Okay.
Is there not a drop box at the big sign set up down there at the boat launch?
You know, when I first started, there wasn't, but I feel like there is now, and I can't say 100% sure about that. But there is down at the dock, outer dock.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know we got one at one time, and there was something wrong with it, and I don't know if it has been replaced or not.
So, Joe, so what you're asking is, I'm looking, we're right now, we're looking at this thing, and if I'm not seeing an actual just launch fee.
Because this is the registration form, and it wouldn't be on.
That makes sense.
We can look at Title 8.
Mike?
Yes.
So I'm looking at the marine facility user fees and fines document, the current one, I believe. It says effective January 1, 2020. I don't see, if you're asking, like, if there's, or maybe it was Joe, I don't remember. The question is there like a fee like used for using the launch ramp like they have in Juneau for launching your boat? Maybe you don't need a $50 sticker or whatever. You're just going to launch your boat a couple times. I don't see that here, and I don't believe. I know there's a kind of a kiosk down there at the. Maybe I'm missing it.
You're missing it. It's called Transient Vessel.
Okay, but yeah, it's really not, I see what you're saying, but really doesn't, it's really not a launch fee. There's nothing there that says launch fee.
So it might just need to
We might have to change, might have to think about changing that. This is just what they show kind of is just the day rate, both at the float system and the Salmon River Harbor, which I guess you could interpret that as the launch fee. I don't know. And I don't believe there's a box at the harbor. I know there's a kiosk there with some life jackets and stuff, but I don't think there's a box there.
No, so, I didn't think there was. We had one at one time that didn't work.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's one thing that I guess folks could do if they didn't want to pay for the $50 sticker is they could pay to launch their skiff the $5 or whatever it is and go that way. You know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, you're reading it correct. It's just the wording might not be the best, but that is a per day use.
Okay.
For some people, $75 is nothing. They use their boat 3 times a week or whatever, and for others, they might use it 3 times in the summer.
Yeah. At this point, has anybody had a chance to comment? Is there an amendment that anybody wants to make, or do you want to vote on making this recommendation or not?
The resolution as it stands now is 75 and 500, or?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your motion to amend that or turn it down or accept it?
Well, I mean, the city need something so that they can start selling strawberries.
Well, we've already started selling.
They have
it. At the 75, 500?
No.
At the what price?
At the 50, 20, the 50. Nobody, I don't think anybody's bought commercial ones yet.
At the
current rate.
I'll make a motion. My first motion.
Yay!
That we keep the fees as they are until we've had time to study the whole thing, the money that's brought in, the money that everything costs.
So that you, that would be if...
To keep everything as is.
Right.
And,
so
and
this, we're not at that point yet.
Yeah, we have one on the table now.
Oh, well,
yeah.
To amend,
to,
I would...
If you voted this one down when it comes to taking the vote on this one, then your vote would be to keep it the same.
Can I amend this to 5,300?
No, because that's what it already currently is. This is the recommendation from the last business meeting that got voted down. So this was not presented to the council. But now you guys are discussing it again, whether you want to keep it the same. You know, recommend 75 or 500 or change that amount. So the main motion on the table right now is whether what you're going to send to the council, if you're going to send this one that got voted down last time or keep it the same. But if there's any amendments that people want to make, that would happen first. And then you get to vote on that amendment. And then we would go back to the main motion either as it is or as amended.
Okay, could I second Don's amendment proposal?
No, you can't make an amendment.
Oh.
So, really, before us is, if there's no amendment to the resolution, I would like to call the question.
Are there any amendments or anything? Okay. Okay, so then that would be Mike who would call the question by repeating the main motion, and then I'll take a roll call vote.
So you repeat the original motion.
Okay,
which is
the original motion is where's the number here?
Is to accept.
So the original motion is to
accept. Hold on, I'll get it.
We got to get this in front of us here.
It is. There we go. Resolution.
So the original motion is to vote on the resolution that's before us, which is a CY20XX, and that would be the one with the fees of 75 for private and 500 for commercial.
Okay.
And somebody want to do
that? You don't need to.
So
you should.
We're voting on, so you would, if you vote for this, then you would be voting to recommend 75 and 500. If you vote against it, that means that you would be keeping it the same, okay? All right.
Exactly.
So we have to.
What's that?
If we vote against it.
Then you're keeping it at 50 and 300. There'll be no changes.
Well, this one is on the table now, but you can always, I think you can make a motion, amend it after we're done with this.
Okay.
Or you can make a motion to amend the current one,
well,
right?
If you have a motion to amend what's on the table now, you should do it now before it gets voted, yay or nay.
That being on the table?
Yes.
So are we going to do a roll call?
Actually, Mike, I'm sorry. Let me back up just a little bit. The other change to this form is the commercial, a private motorized vessel using City of Gustavus Marine Facilities. There was a section of that was striked out or increased to minimize the impact from moving this. Well, I guess that doesn't really. Never mind. Sorry.
That's all right.
Retreat, retreat.
That's all we do. Okay, so now this point we could move forward with this, so we need to do a roll call vote.
Well, it sounds like we haven't done that yet, so it sounds like there may be an amendment.
Well, the question.
But if it's voted no on this, then at least the amendment that I guess people want different things here. So some want to keep it the same, some want to change it to 460. So I guess. Yeah, I guess we need to work then on an amendment before we do a vote on this.
Right. If there's an amendment to the amount, then somebody would need to make that amendment if they feel like they want to change that, those numbers, and then we would vote on that. And if it passes, then we would make another, then we would vote on the main motion as amended. If there's that gets voted down, then we go back to the main motion as it is.
Okay.
So is there an amendment?
Do you want to make an amendment?
I tried, and whatever I tried didn't work, so it's your turn.
All right.
My point would be this resolution from 75 and 500 to 460.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Not that there haven't been good ideas on both sides. I just figure when in doubt, compromise.
Right. And so the committee can comment on the amendment. It has to stay germane to the amendment. If there's any committee comment on that. Does it look like I have any comment on this side, Mike?
Okay. Colleen's got a comment.
Of course. The reason that I remain in favor of some increase, understanding that there's a lot of holes in the information that we have, the reason that I think that we should have some increase is because we know that there is going to be an increase in costs for moving the float this fiscal year. So while I think this is something that we should continue to pursue to flesh out the income and expenses, I feel that there needs to be some increase, and I would speak in favor of the amendment because we know that there is going to be an increase in expense by the city to move the float over.
That's the correct follow-ups. any comments?
Yeah, I'll just restate that at this 406, the 400 commercial, 60 non-commercial, the two groups are paying very nearly the same. Once the commercial's paying $8,000, the non-commercial's paying $7,200. And back to my position is that 90% of the use of the floats on the dock are used by the commercial guys, and I don't think the private people should have to subsidize that. That's my opinion. So I've had my say.
Any other comments?
No further comment on this side. So if you're ready.
Colleen's got her hand up.
Colleen has a comment, of course. And I would just direct this to Don. I agree
Don, that it that you know at the dock that probably whatever 90% of the usage is commercial. But when you say that the commercial and the private sectors are paying almost equal amounts, the individuals are not paying equal amounts. The sum may be close to equal, but the individuals are not. And I don't agree with you that the recreational users don't use that dock. We do. And we use, you know, we use the ramp, we use the dock. So, you know, that's all I wanted to point out about that, and I'm done.
Any other comments?
I think we're good on this side.
So now should I call a roll call to vote on the motion for the amendment? Okay, let's.
All right. Justin Marchbanks?
No.
Okay. Don Bryant?
No.
Joe Vanderzanden?
Yes.
Mike Halbert?
No.
Okay. And Colleen Stansbury?
Yeah.
All right. So the motion fails. Three. So now we're back to the main motion.
Okay, and so I again call up a motion to vote, a roll call vote on the resolution.
So the resolution recommending the changes in the fees from 75 to 500 and 500. So if you vote for this, then you're recommending the price increases. If you vote against it, then there's no recommendation, basically.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, Colleen Stansbury.
No.
Justin Marchbanks.
No.
Joe Vanderzanden. Tom Bryant?
No.
Mike Halbert?
No.
Okay, so the motion fails unanimously. Okay, so what this means is that basically there's not really anything to present to the council then. But I can let them know that I'll pass on. Let them know that recommendations and changes for the fee structure. Does that sound okay, everybody?
We want to work on the fee structure, but we just don't feel like we have the information we need to make good decisions. I mean, I think that's the core of the problem, is that we don't have enough information. If we're just shooting in the dark or, you know, guessing.
Is it fair to, I'd like to know where you're at, Justin, on this. Unless you already said and I missed it. Unless that's not proper to ask.
The motion's already been processed. We can talk about getting the more information to you guys after we close the meeting, whatever information it is that you need to help you guys have the tools that you need to do your job. But right now, we're just moving on to the next order of business then. I'm checking with you guys.
So
speaking out loud, like what happens next, because I've never been in this position before. I'm just assuming there's no recommendation to the council at this point, but or as far as what I do next for you guys. But I can certainly, you know, try to help you get more information so that you can continue to work on it and pass that information on to the council, or if one of you wants to come to the next general meeting and comment during non-agenda, public comment, non-agenda items or something like that, or we could do a committee report or, you know, add you to the agenda that way so that you can share what's happening and that sort of thing.
Let them know.
I think there's options. Not sure really what the next step is.
Okay, Karen?
Yes?
I was calling her here to discuss. Can we, or should we, is it recommended we should put together a brief committee report of how we felt about this to be submitted to the city council along with our voting not to approve the resolution as it stands now?
Absolutely. That would be appropriate.
Okay. And we need to get that in. What's the next meeting? February 3rd?
Well, our work session is on the 3rd. And you can certainly, we can certainly add it to that. I was going to add whatever came out of this meeting to that agenda. And you could also do that at the general meeting. It's up to you, I think.
When's the general meeting?
The general meeting, February 10th.
I believe the council's probably going to want to pass something, and if they have no recommendation from this committee, then they'll just take it among themselves, won't they?
Yeah. So I wonder if it makes sense for you as the committee member here maybe to give them an update during committee council report. But probably want to do that at the work session. If you want to be that person, you know, so that they know what they're dealing with.
Can the public speak at a work session?
Not normally, but Cal often invites people to, you know, if there's people there.
I mean, if I wanted to put my two cents in, what which meeting?
Well, I could just put it on the agenda, and then it'd be part of the work session agenda.
Oh, just tell you ahead of time that I want
mm-hmm.
to speak. Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool. I got to make my decision first.
So.
I had a question, and I guess it's to the committee as well, but I'm going to say specifically to Joe, if we prepare a short little report on basically what we've discussed today, is that something that would be more appropriate to have Joe present at either the work session or the council meeting, or is that not the correct way to go about presenting that?
No, that's perfectly fine as well. There's nothing in policy. Well, I guess there is. So if you would like to have something added to either a work session or general meeting, we just need to make a motion, and then I will record that in this little form, and then it'll be done, and whoever you want to present is up to you guys.
Okay, so we put together a little report and have it ready for either the work session or the general. We can have just put that in as a whatever you
committee report.
A committee report in as a something to add for discussion and the thing, and we could just have that go through Joe, being as he's working with us, and he can present that to the city.
Absolutely. So what I would need now from you guys is just somebody to make a motion. This is a little wonky, but it looks like we would just need a motion to request an agenda item on the work session work session agenda.
Okay. Well, can we have a motion?
It's not an action item, but it looks like we still need to do that.
Can I say something?
Justin, like to speak.
Thank you. I think the council is going to be talking about Title VIII at the work session on Monday, and the changes that we're presented are fairly detailed and involved, and it may happen that that may get delayed even further, who knows, but I guess the point of my saying that is it might be, since that's a part of the discussion already, then it might be a good idea to have either whoever the chair deems appropriate to be there for that work session. Since Joe's on the council, he'll be there, and I would certainly feel comfortable with Joe kind of giving the council our thoughts as a committee. I mean, I don't know that we need to, do we have to appoint, you know, something special for Joe to voice our thoughts at the work session? I mean, they're not taking action. So,
yeah,
I
that's
mean,
why I was kind of fumbling through this.
I don't think we do. I would think that Joe would be able, or Don or myself or whoever would be able to go to that meeting on Monday, and if the council had a question, they always, you know, if they have a committee member in at the meeting, I mean, they've always asked the, you know, for input from the committee member. And now that we have, you know, we also have a council person on our committee, and so, you know, that person can also do that. So I'm not, you know, I guess getting our thoughts down would be good, but I don't know that we have to do anything here at this meeting to get that done. Maybe we do, but I don't think so.
Yeah, from the sound, look for this form that I found. I mean, just since you guys want to maybe have a, let them know your thoughts on this fee structure thing and why it didn't get passed, I could just add that through this as a discussion item so that it's on the agenda. And that this is a little separate than Title 8. So I guess just to keep it clean, if we want to make a motion to put a discussion on the fee structure on the agenda for the work session.
Okay, I've got a question. I guess this would be for Don or Justin. Does one or both of you feel you can make it to the work session on the 3rd to present whatever we have to present at that time and to answer questions pertaining to that?
But I was hoping to go. I mean, just because I think there's going to be a lot of questions on Title 8, and I don't have a lot of answers, but I thought it would be good if our committee was represented there, and so I would be happy to go, and if they have, you know, specific questions on it. I know last time there was some comment made from the public about why we were not being able to come to decision on this, and you know, why we didn't work harder to make a decision. That wasn't from the council, it was from an audience member. And so that might be something that comes up, and so I'm happy to defend the, you know, the that in terms of what we've done here today.
So why don't we have this table so we can discuss this further? How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Like to make a motion?
I don't know what we're making a motion on.
To get this on the work session agenda.
To have so
you can
one of us
give
present
a report. Some, yeah.
I'll make a motion that Justin can deliver or defend or whatever you want to call it.
Provide a summary of what happened at our meeting. Okay, so you're moving to have Justin present a summary of this meeting,
or speak for the committee, or however you want to say that.
Yeah,
sounds right.
Speak for the MFAC committee.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, I'll be speaking. All right, are there any comments on this?
This isn't direct this is indirect. I just want to put this out there. I'm going to go to the meeting too, but I want to speak as a private citizen, not representing the group here. But just so you know, I just want you to know that I want to speak, but not representing this committee, just representing myself at that same meeting.
At the work session. So that'll be up to the mayor to.
Yeah, no, I understand. But I'm just saying, when I show up, like, oh, you know, I just want people to know that that's my plan now. Yeah.
Any other comments?
I was just going to say, if, you know, if Don has strong feelings, he should also, you know, he should comment at the general meeting. I mean, whenever there's opportunity for public comment, and that seems like that would be a, you know, also a good place as a, you know, just as someone who lives here, you know, unattached to the committee. I've done that. Just speak then also.
Yeah, I'm learning. So.
Me too.
Yeah. We're all learning.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I'm wanting to speak at this meeting because that's the one that we're talking about now. But
the council, you know, they can't take any action at a work session. So
I just want to plant a seed.
Yeah.
Do you have any comments? We're all done with comments on this side. Do you guys have any further comments on this motion?
No comments from here.
All right. So then I'll take a roll call vote on the motion. Sanders Zandon.
Yes.
Don Bryant.
Yes.
Justin Marchbanks.
Yes.
Colleen Stansberry.
Yes.
And Mike Halbert.
Yes.
All right. So the motion passes unanimously, and I will get this on the work session agenda for you.
You said we can discuss further after we get this motion in place. Is that still true?
For going to the meeting?
Yes.
You missed it.
We should have. Our number 17 here on the list after we get done with this business. Wouldn't you be able to talk about it then, Karen? Wouldn't that be okay?
Yes, you can do that. Usually those are on non-agenda items, but so there's no new business, there's no public comment. So we could go to advisory committee comments, but the vote's already happened. So they're, you know.
I just had a question, and maybe we have to call a timeout on formal committee rules to do it. But
all right.
If Justin's not there and I'm called upon to explain to the council how we came to our non-decision, I don't understand. We voted on the full increase, voted that down. We voted on the compromise, and we voted that down. And so I don't understand what's left because I don't think everybody wants to keep it the same. So I don't understand why it got voted down. And I need to answer that. I'm just telling you where I'm at if I'm called upon to explain this thing.
Mm-hmm. So my understanding is that you guys aren't in agreement on the fee increase. I feel like we need more information to come to a good agreement that you all agree on to make a recommendation. And so that's my understanding of why it got voted down.
Okay. I think Don had a clear explanation of at least why some of us voted the way we did. So maybe Don can repeat his concerns with it, and that would help. I think he had a nice, simple clarification.
Well, we just don't feel like we have enough information to make good decisions. I feel strongly about the non-commercial fees. But, I mean, I have no idea what the commercial guys bring in sales tax and all that other stuff. That might change my mind. It's just that this whole thing came up. I mean, we joined this committee in the fall. Our first meeting got scheduled in March, I mean, next spring. So we just came together on our own so that we could have some input, because the city needed numbers so that they could start selling strawberries. And it's been a big rush job. And the more we look into it, the more we realize how much more information we need to make a decent decision.
Yeah, and I think Don says exactly what I think. At least I feel the same way, and I guess everybody else is going to have their own feelings about it, but I couldn't have said it better than Don just did.
Well, I just think we have, right now, I also agree with some of what Don said, in that, you know, the council approved the current fee schedule kind of after we had our committee formed. They approved it. I can't remember the December meeting. We had had our committee was formed sometime in November. We hadn't had a meeting. And so, you know, if there was urgency to adjust the fee, then they should have adjusted the fee then. And so I think that, you know, I have a hard time singling out two user groups, whether they be commercial or private, when we have kayak users, we have landing craft users, not barges much anymore. As far as the information goes, I mean, yeah, the charters bring in a lot of tax money whenever you hook that up to the lodges and all that other stuff, and probably be hard to come up with that number, but I know that it's a pretty substantial one. And I'm just, you know, I think we just need to slow it down a bit. So that's why I feel the way I do.
Other committee comments?
Doesn't appear so.
So then I have the next work session scheduled for February 5th at 10 a.m. Is that still something that you guys are wanting?
February 5th.
And the things that I had on the calendar for that was the Harbor Master Schedule, Dock Zoning, and Breakwater. I'll get somebody to hang on.
Scratch paper? We can use it for scratch paper.
All day.
I was working every single day in February.
What time?
I had it at 10 a.m., but we can do whatever.
Okay, there's just a business in Gustavus, 5:30.
Yeah.
Council.
So we can change the date. I wanted to get the next meeting on the calendar for you. And that was what you guys had talked about the last, well, I don't remember which meeting it was, but that you wanted to discuss the Harbor Master Schedule, Dock Zoning, and Breakwater. And we could add this back if you want. What do you guys want to do?
This is for our February 5th.
That's penciled in for now, but we can,
yeah.
You guys want to keep that, make any changes to it?
I'd ask the folks that are on the phone. I mean, I'm here, so I mean, they're folks that are out of town, so I'd ask them if that works, what works for them.
Yeah, that's what I was going to comment. I expect to be back, I haven't got a ticket yet, but I expect to be back sometime 16th, 17th, somewhere around there, depending on how travel between Gus Davis and Juneau goes with the lovely weather. So I was going to see if maybe we could, I don't see any reason with what's going on, if we couldn't maybe extend that out to like maybe the 18th, 19th, 20th, whatever works. And at least I'd be able to attend, and I don't know, at least three of us, Colleen will still be gone, I believe.
I could call in.
Or is that too long of a stretch for everybody?
I think, to me, I mean, I think that's good. I mean, you know, we've got maybe the potential of the council kicking the Title VIII stuff over and maybe working on that some more. I don't know, you know, so it might be good to try to do it then.
Yeah, it's kind of what I was thinking. If they're going to be doing a work session on the 3rd and then doing their general meeting on the 10th, I would think that that would give them time to, you know, give us some ideas of where to go. And over and above, kind of, we've got our little agenda list we've been putting together and see where we're at.
I'm going to.
Plus, it'd be nice to actually hear it, people.
So 20th, how about the 20th?
That'll give Mike a couple of days.
It'll probably run.
Yeah, to get stuck in Juneau.
Okay. The 20th,
yeah.
I just wanted to point out that if Title VIII gets introduced at the general meeting, it could be amended at the public hearing. So, so there would still be time for that if you had recommendations for that. Do you want to do it during the day or evening? Right now, the schedule's wide open.
On the 20th?
Yeah.
It won't really matter to me. I guess what works better for you and the other people that are going to be attending?
I like these 10 o'clock ones.
10 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay, Thursday's a good day for that, too, because we've got other people in the office. So.
I have a question. Are we just in general BS at the moment?
Yeah, we're still kind of in advisory committee.
So, I think it's going to take us. We'd be lucky to get things all sorted out in a year. You know, so I'm wondering. I mean, if we hash things out and look at them carefully and come up with recommendations or advice or whatever, can things be changed as we go along, or does everything have to be done, you know, by a certain date and after that it's cast in stone?
Title VIII is kind of a big deal because that's ordinance, but for the marine facilities fee schedule, that can be changed any time by resolution, effective so-and-so date. All the other things that it looks like you're working on, you know, these are big. Yeah, but Title VIII is kind of the one that sets the law.
So does Title VIII get revisited every so often?
Not unless there are changes that need to be made, and it's costly because it gets codified through a company,
it
is made really official, it has legal review, stuff like that. So Title VIII is kind of a big deal.
So when is this?
We don't like to change things unless we have to.
So does the city council have a, like, we want to get Title VIII sorted out by X date?
So they're discussing that now. They're discussing that at the work session with, for
reintroduction or introduction at the general meeting on the 10th. And the big deal with that was because of the commercial, I don't remember the name of that, the contract, you know, that they have with the Manning Craft users and stuff like that. So, and getting that combined with getting rid of that contract and sort of combined with the registration form that you guys are talking about. So that's kind of the big change with that.
So that's a Title 8 issue that, like I promised to be good deal.
Otherwise,
which I'm 100% for. But that's the legal thing that if you, it's costly to do.
Right. But the other stuff, like the Marine Facilities fee schedule, you know, we revisit that kind of every year to see if there are changes that need to be made. And they can be made any time by resolution.
Yeah.
So...
So, I know we're running over our hour here, but Karen, I just have one last question about the Title VIII stuff. So, I'm interested in extending the Harbor Master's duties to be present on the float most days from 3 to 5. I'm also interested in changing some of the times in the zone down there on the float. And so is that Title VIII stuff, or is that just general?
I don't think that's included in Title VIII.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's great. I just wanted to know because so the Title VIII stuff is really what we should focus on for our next meeting, as well as continuing on with asking questions about getting the information that we need about the fee schedule, but also to for everybody to look at Title VIII again and make sure that, because I for one felt really rushed when we were going through that, so maybe we could put that on the agenda for our next meeting.
Well, Colleen, I think the council is going to be looking at the Title VIII thing, and so, you know, they might have the committee look at it again. Who knows? They may accept it as is. I'm not sure. And so I don't know, you know, right now today if we should, I guess, get too wrapped up with that. It seems like we've kind of made our decision for now, and, you know, it could change, but right now maybe we should move ahead, like you say, with the posting of different times and looking at the, you know, trying to ask about Ben's or the Harbor Master's different schedule and stuff, because, you know, there's personnel things, I suppose, there that we certainly don't know about. We always recommend, and so, does that make sense?
Yeah, and I agree.
Any other committee comment?
I'm all along with what Justin said about slowing things down. I'm always in favor of that. But I think the writing's probably on the wall that the council will feel pressured to come up with a fee schedule, and what they come up with, I have no idea. But just for Karen's sake, selling stickers, that's probably how that'll end up. And then we'll have all year to collect more information.
Sure enough. Yeah. Great.
All right. So I think we've got everybody's committee comments, and next meeting scheduled for the 20th at 10 a.m. If there's nothing else, Mike can adjourn the meeting.
If there is nothing else, let's adjourn the meeting.
Move.
I move to adjourn the meeting.
I second.
All right. Good job.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Karen.